The accounting principle governing offsetting is the offsetting of assets and liabilities in the balance sheet is improper except where a right of set-off exists. The U.S. generally accepted accounting principles, GAAP, state that a right of set-off exists when all the following conditions are met. A. Each of the two parties owes the other determinable amounts. B. The reporting party has the right to set off the amount owed with the amount owed by the other party. C. The reporting party intends to set off. D. The right of set off is enforceable by law. It exempts parties under master netting agreement from conditions B and C. As most derivatives are traded under master netting agreements in U.S., this exemption allows most derivative trading to be offset and only the net amount is recognized in the balance sheet under U.S. GAAP. By comparison, the International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS, allow offsetting and the net presentation only when the reporting party currently has a legally enforceable right to set off the recognized amount, and B, intends to settle on a net basis, or to realize the asset and settle the liability simultaneously. It does not offer exemptions for master netting agreements and requires the right to set off be unconditional and cannot be conditional on future events such as counterparty default. This requirement makes derivative offsetting much more difficult under IFRS as most derivative contracts do not come with an unconditional legal right to set off. The different requirements in accounting treatment of offsetting accounts for the single largest difference between U.S. GAAP and the IFRS in balance sheet presentation. The difficulty in converging accounting standards on offsetting is due in part to the complexity in how derivatives are treated. The Financial Accounting Standards Board, FASB, issued the exposure draft of proposed accounting standards on offsetting in 2011 in an attempt to align GAAP with IFRS. The proposed accounting standards on offsetting were widely opposed by U.S. bankers. For example, in the comment letter to the exposure draft, J.P. Morgan Chase objected to the assumption that gross presentation is more accurate than net presentation. They further illustrate that positive and negative payment obligations related to derivative transactions are settled net upon default. Such payment netting is enforceable by market participants. Hence, it is not true that derivative trading is netted only conditionally. Due to the opposition from the stakeholders, FASB eventually did not approve the proposed accounting standards and decided to retain the separate offsetting models from IFRS.